Sorry, we'll be right with you. I had a sound card issue, and Aether is saying that I broke it. Hold on, stream will start momentarily.
The stream is starting soon. In the meantime, enjoy some music.
Ruga likes Liam's live streams. They aren't bad, coming from a surface dweller. You maggot.
I approve. Why didn't you do it, Changeling? Why? And then you could have, like, said, I have Playtime Kitty. Dude. Dude, if I ever get a cat, I'm naming it Playtime. Either that or Princess Donut. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Princess Donut is the way to go.
That's what Cassandra wants. She's like, if we ever get a cat, we should name it Princess Donut. I'm like, Cassandra, if we get a cat,
God,
I'm going to be the one
donut.
Taking... Yeah, God damn it, Donut. Oh my God, by the way, the fifth book is amazing.
I haven't read the fifth
no,
book.
No, because it's
Man,
not...
I'm
it's
so
not
behind that Dungeon
It's not technically
Crawler?
Out yet.
Ooh, okay.
He's writing it as we're going. Oh, it's great.
Dude. Oh, baby.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, everyone. Welcome to tonight's stream. This is the...
Oh, yeah. There are people. Hi, people.
Yeah, hi, people. This is the 2022
yeah, hi,
Weight
everyone.
Loss Challenge. I am Liam. I am joined by Athir. Hello. Good luck, Liam and Athir. This is Stephen Crouch. I can't believe you didn't name a playtime, though. Oh, you missed the mark, my friend.
Hello, Liana Tucker.
I mean, at least you thought about it.
Hey, Steven, and thank you.
Danny C is here. Danny C says, hi, Lili. Hi, Danny.
Yeah, hey, Lili.
Hey, Lili. Oh, wait, I'm Lili. Damn it.
Did Mario take a selfie?
It's a me in Paloma. Or wait.
Oh, dear.
So, it's one of those nights, man. So, yeah, we got the challenge this week. And then this week we're going to do, and with the mood that we're in, I think Jackbox is perfect for this week. So we're going to be playing
oh,
some
know,
Party
right?
Pack 8. We know that you don't probably care too much about the weight loss challenge thing too much.
Yeah, nobody cares about
no.
us.
So
or our health.
We're just going to do patrons really quick and then get to the challenge and then get to the stuff that you actually care about. So, I understand.
Before you do the patrons,
yep.
Lexi would like to know if Crazy Party is still on for tomorrow.
Well, we did Crazy Party
and
last
Nina says
Tuesday.
Hello.
Tomorrow is kind of up in the air. My aunt is leaving Wednesday, so I may need tomorrow to like go over stuff with her before she leaves. So I'm going to say possibly Wednesday is Poptail is always... Thursday, there's no voice spark. So, I mean, I might do something Thursday.
There you go.
Of course, the Athir works, so he won't be able to join us. I really wanted to do Quiplash on Twitch on Friday, but I don't know. I, you know, things are a little crazy because it's like, you know, things get a little crazy. Things are nuts right now. We're 88 days away from the move. And so stuff's starting to really amp up, you know, it's like getting a little cray cray. Also, I was very amused by a comment that was made recently on the forum. Somebody had said, hey, they were commenting on a new game that had come out that was looking for patrons. And they made the comment that said, hey, these guys mention patrons more than Liam does. So I decided that I must mention Patreon as many times during this episode as I can. So, that being said, I do want to thank my patrons here from Patreon. You can become a Patreon patron at lirvin.me.
They're very patriotic.
That's right. lirvin.me/P. And so I think, Athir, I'm going to read the list of Patreons. So
I think that's a great idea. Yes. Make sure you read the list of Patreon patrons.
That's right. The Patreon patrons. So thanks to Marco Garatoni, Doug Schock, Crystal Bell, Jessica Miller, all great patrons. Wandering Waves, Michael Lau, James Dean, Jim Denham, some more awesome patrons here on Patreon. Anya Kristen, Trevor Patreon Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Shane Davidson, Austin Nick, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Blind Life Patreon, Blind Life Gaming, Michael Welty, Luna Raven, I can't even read today. Heather Messiker.
Just call her Luna Patreon.
You'll have Luna Patreon. Audio Game Geek, Melissa Rowe, Hillary Duncan, Ashley Coleman, Shane Erlay, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Kenny, the Patreon, Patron, Abdullah DuBase, Changeling, Chad Blanco, and Jack Patreon, fill a check. You can also donate at lirvin.me/D. And actually, I want to talk about that for just a quick sec, Athir.
Hold on, Liam. Before you talk about that, you did this all wrong, okay?
All right.
From now on, when you read the list of Patreon patrons, you need to say the word patron before every single name. For example, patron Sarah Hawk, patron Jack Filicek, et cetera, et cetera.
That's a really great idea.
Yes, everyone will be now known by the title patron, whatever their name is.
Vulcan said, I should have counted just to see how many times you would say it. Listen, the night's young. I'm going to say Patreon a bunch more times.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to say Patreon 1,000 times now. I'm even going to start including it in my future weigh-ins. You guys watch. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Theory, you're not doing your mod job.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Look at me. I got to do it.
I don't see anything that needs to be modded. Where?
I just did it. There was like a little link.
Oh, didn't even see it, huh?
Yeah, I got it for you. Oh, Kelsey is here. What book are you talking about? I'm currently watching this and reading. Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Yes, Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Kevin Reeves, of all people, got me into it, and I am hooked.
Same. Yep, he got me into it,
too.
Oh,
he got you into it, too? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. What book are you on? Are you still on the third or the second? Or?
I've read the third, have not read the fourth. I finished the second a while ago. Fourth, I basically burned through one and two.
Yeah, fourth is really, really, really good.
Yay! Yeah, I'm currently reading Wheel of Time book 5.
I'm just going to say this without spoiling anything. If you hate Loida, you will love this book.
Yes!
That's all I'm going to say.
Yes!
Oh, man, you don't even know. It's so good.
Like, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, he really... Poor Liam saying all those words to Scary. Munawar's here. Hey, Munawar. How's it going? Good to see you. So a couple housekeeping notes.
You were going to say something about donations.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to get into that today. Somebody was bitching about why does Liam bring a Patreon? And I wanted to talk about why we do Patreon and why it's important, but that's for another stream. We'll talk about it another time.
Okay.
Trust me. But February 27th, I believe, are we saying 1 p.m. Eastern is here? Is that going to be?
That's what it's looking like. Yep.
Okay. So 1 p.m. Eastern, February 27th. It's a Sunday. Be there. We're going to be doing a Super Liam playthrough, but we're going to be talking about the game, about the history of the game, where it started, the idea, all the cool behind-the-scenes stuff that you didn't know about. I might dig out some of the old like music that we didn't use. We'll talk about
why. Oh, you still have some of that?
Yeah, I have a couple of the old tracks. We'll talk about like, you know, just the whole process of making it and everything. Munawar says things are well. That's awesome. Did you fix the audio issue from last week so we can hear the weigh-ins? Yes, I did actually. So how about we get to those weigh-ins? Let me make sure.
Kelsey got the new BrailleSense device, so she's eager to see how BrailleSense works on it. Yeah, good luck with that.
There's a new BrailleSense?
Maybe it's new for her. Oh. I haven't heard of a new one coming out.
I don't know. All right, so I'm opening the spreadsheet. Okay. Where were we? Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So, if you are new, we are doing a week, was 5 week technically, weight loss challenge.
We're on week three.
We are on week three of five.
Yep. And, we're at the 3/5 point.
So what we'll do is we have weigh-ins that we have recorded. And we'll play them, and I will update our list with the current weights, and we'll kind of see where we're at. And Aether is not thrilled. I'm not super thrilled, but we'll see. So we're going to start, as we always do, with Aethers. Are you ready?
Hit it.
And it's Monday, January something.
Crank it up.
Hold on.
I did.
What's the date?
It's Monday, January 24th. Are you not hearing that?
Monday, January 24th.
Okay. I mean, I am, but it's fairly quiet on my end.
Just for verification purposes, what time is it?
Because it's in the right ear, and I don't know if it's sunning the right.
8:28. So okay. I'm about to weigh myself for my, you know, time of the week. I'm not really confident with this week because of a lot of things that I ended up doing wrong, which I will mention on stream. But I project that I am either upped slightly or I am about even, but I don't think I'm down. So let's have the scale tell us for sure. Let's see.
Hello. I'm ready.
All right. Let's go for try number one.
219.6.
Okay, 219.6. So I was up, as I predicted, by almost a pound. Let's try try number two.
220 pounds.
Now it says 220. Wow, let's see here. Let's do one more time. Okay.
220 pounds.
So 220 even.
All right.
Is probably what we will weigh me in at, because that's
so we're going to go 220?
But yes, I was up this week.
Yep.
And I will explain more of what happened this week to me on stream. All right. We'll see you guys then.
Okay, so you are...
I'm still down, but not as much because I went up this week. I went up 1.2 pounds this week.
Yeah, I have a slight issue with the sheet. Hold on. So you should be... Here we go. So that would be 5.8.
Yeah, sounds about right.
All right, so you're
so I'm still down 5.8.
Right.
Yeah, that
sounds
right.
What happened to Thier?
So this was a hard weekend for me, guys. I was pretty much watching football with people for that for, you know, most of this weekend. Part of that involved drinking alcohol, and we all know how much, you know, content is in alcohol, sugar and fat and just about everything else. And I snacked, you know, I figured, you know, I was hanging out, I'm with people, and, you know, like when you're in that kind of environment, you can't help but snack. So I had some chips, I had some chicken tenders, you know, stuff like that. And just that, yeah, like... You know, just that kind of stuff really, really puts like a nice
and
little
damper. Were you
on
you weren't
things.
Able to walk as much either, were you?
No, I was not able because so on Saturday I went to like a pregame chill and hung out, so I wasn't able to walk at all on Saturday. Sunday, almost the same thing, and the game started a little bit earlier. By the time I got home, I had enough alcohol in my system and whatever. I was just pretty much ready to grab a shower and, you know, pass out. So it was one of those like hard weeks for me because like the week, like for most of the week, I did pretty decently. You know, I might have had something small here and there, but like for the most part, I stuck to my, you know, I stuck to my plan. I stuck to my regimen. But the weekend was basically everything crashing down all around me. It's just so hard when you're in that kind of group, in that kind of vibe, to not indulge.
So you had a slight, you went up slightly. So let's see.
Yes, I did.
Initial weigh-in was 225.8. I have 8 on here. Was it 6 or was it? Didn't we have an argument over
this? Minewar said you started at 226, didn't you? You've lost about 6 pounds. That's great. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm still going to keep trying really hard.
No, I think it was 8.
I want to lose way more.
So it's 225.8. 225.8 you started?
Yeah, 225.8.
So then you went down.
Then I went down to 218.8.
And then 220. So you only went up 1.2.
Yeah, so I know, but I don't back. Like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. I get that. Okay. Yeah.
And it was a nice little wake up call, like, hey, stupid, you can't do this. So, you know, if I'm gonna watch the game with people next time, all I gotta do is remember this week's weigh-in and call it a day.
All right, so you ready for mine?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Really lagging this year. You're lagging out pretty good. All right, we're going to see if Athir gets his stuff fixed.
Lexa says, I may not be able to play all of the games because I might have to go eat turkey burgers and mac and cheese.
Hey, Athir, can you hear
By
me?
By the way, I gained 4 pounds
lagging.
This week. Oh, am I?
Yep.
Huh, interesting.
Oh, so Lexi's up 4 pounds. Oh, well, it happens. You're still hitting your average of 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's the way to do it if you want to keep the weight off. That is great.
Yeah.
Athir, you shouldn't lose too fast anyways.
That is true. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate the support.
All right, now for mine.
I'm going to keep trying. Hit it.
Yeah, it's July, or well, July, January 24th. 8:21. We're having a lot of problems with this scale. Gonna try to record again. Let's see if this works.
£229.6.
That's not good.
I love how this thing does not work for me.
Again, okay, this scale
you gotta
is really, really
stay off of it for like 3-4 seconds.
A good tongue here.
228.8 pounds.
All right, 228.8.
Okay.
If I can step on it, that would be good.
228.8 pounds.
Okay, I guess
nice.
It's 228.8. Again, January 24th, 2022. I've given the time at the top. So, okay, I guess we'll see how it goes for next week. That was better than trying to record this before. So, that's an improvement.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
So, there you go. I'm not losing. So first week, I was actually down negative 0.6. Now I'm down. Oh, it messed up my numbers. No, it didn't. Why is it? Oh, I'm back to where I was. No, wait. Yeah, I'm back to zero.
Yeah.
So I'm back to where
You're
I was.
You're back to zero.
Okay.
You evened out. Heck yeah.
All right. So I've evened out. So I'm not losing. Here's the cool thing, though, and this is what I'm excited about, is I'm walking a lot more, and I'm doing a
he
lot
is.
Of core.
He is. He kicked my butt in our little Apple Watch competition.
Was it?
Last
I think it was
week.
Like Saturday. I walked.
Killed
almost
me.
I think I walked almost an hour and a half. One of the days. I have to look back and see. Let me see if it shows my.
You might have to look at your health app to get that. You're gonna have to dive pretty deep in and look at the day by day view.
I just want to see if I can. I want to see what the
week yeah. Liam started at about 228.8. Minewar says he does not remember where you started at. Yeah, I believe it was 228.8. And then he was up. I think like 0.4 pounds or 0.6 pounds last week, something like that.
Right.
And then
so
this week he is evened out.
402 steps. I walked 22.83 miles last week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Look at you.
So I wonder, I don't know how much of it is muscle. I'm assuming it's not enough to really be, but I have been doing a lot of core, so I've been doing a ton of like
good
crunches and stuff. So I'm kind of hoping that maybe some of it is muscle, because you know muscle weighs twice as much as fat does.
Yes, it does. So, and if you're getting that muscle built up in your stomach, honestly, that's awesome. Because yeah. I mean, you know, you could lose the weight and then eventually kind of be on your way to a hopefully healthy, you know, maybe not a 6-pack, maybe like a 4-pack or something like that.
But what I do think, and it's not an excuse, but I'm just going to say what I think's happening, which I'm okay with. Even if I lose this, I'm still okay with this. Is that I think I lost the water weight before the competition, and I think Athir lost his water weight during the competition, which is fine because ultimately
that is most likely true.
But I think that's what happened. Mean,
I was doing cardio before the competition, but I did not do as much. So, I mean, it could be, yeah, that I, you know, lost most of my water weight now because I was, like, conscious of a lot of things and stuff like that.
But, like, that's still, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, like, even if I only lose a pound, like, I'm still happy absolutely. Because, like, I'm walking so friggin' much. And good. Yeah, me and Athir really, I mean, we've been going at this competition thing pretty good.
We have. And Carrie just made a valid point too. She said that typically you always gain a little bit of weight before you lose weight. So that's something you should also put into consideration.
True. So I'm doing really good. I'm happy. I feel like things are going well. You know, ultimately, at the end of the day, a lot of it for me is just I'm glad that I'm walking. It's really good for my body. I'd like to lose a little bit more, but who knows, you know? We got 2 weeks. Yeah. I mean, so, we're still doing pretty good.
Honestly, the competition is still young.
Oh, absolutely.
So Minewar and Carrie were talking about making smoothies. Carrie said that she wishes she was, you know, unlazy enough to make her own smoothie. And Minewar brought up a good point. Get a single serve blender.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to make as much.
Yeah. See, I was going to do that, but that's a lot of work. And then when you're leaving in a few months, it's like, well, why? I don't want to go through all this. I don't want to buy stuff. I'm trying to save money right now because it's going to be tight when I move.
I'm happy with my shakes for now. Though I have been buying smoothies from places like, you know, Tropical Smoothie or Beyond Juicery. Mm-hmm. Beyond Juicery, I think, has the healthier options than Tropical Smoothie Cafe, to be honest with you guys. But like I always I've been very conscious. I've been looking at, you know, all of the stats of the smoothie before I buy it so that I kind of know what I'm getting into.
Right. So, should we do some Jackbox?
I think we should. Is everybody ready for some Jackbox?
Of course they are. You know they are. And if they're not, then they better.
So Minewar says, that's how it was at first with me too, Liam. The needle barely moved for me. Then I started going down and down and down. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to, because I think it's working. It's, you know, I think it's going well. And
oh, yeah. And as long as you feel good, as long as those walks are giving you, because it's all about the energy. So, like, yeah. If you feel like your body is getting a lot more energy now, then you're definitely doing it right, because that energy is coming from, you know, your metabolism, basically metabolizing all of that garbage that's inside of you. So I think if you're feeling that energy, that's a good thing.
All right, so Steam's updating. Jackbox, I think, is updating. Oh, are you freaking kidding me? Hold on. Steam is being Steam. Why is it not letting
me sign
in?
Carrie says it's just a lot of work and I have no more counter space. That makes sense, too. Sometimes you are limited by the counter space you have. You can also do what we do and just put your blender in the pantry.
All right, hold on. I'm not able to log into Steam.
Don't you have that Steam login shortcut thing?
Yeah, and it's not working.
Did you change? Huh. I hope your Steam account didn't get hacked.
I don't know what's going on. It's not letting me log in. I don't know why.
Well,
Okay, let me see here. We might not be playing Jackbox tonight.
We could do Crazy Party again. We could do Hearthstone. We could do... trying to figure out any other non... See, but the problem with Hearthstone is it would be one versus one.
Right. Yeah, Steam, I have that. I know exactly what you're talking about. I have that thing. And it's not working. Is there something wrong with my account?
That's probably it. There's probably just something wrong with your account. I hope it didn't get hacked.
Oh, it better not have. All right, let me log in on the web really quick and just see. So talk amongst yourselves for a moment. I apologize. I probably should have tested this ahead of time.
So I mentioned putting her blender on the pantry. Carrie responds saying that her pantry is pretty much just open shelves and it's pretty full, at least all of the parts she can reach. If you're reaching above, like, you know, 1.5-2 feet, yeah, I guess, you know, that's about all you can reach. It is
what you get for being short. I mean, wait, too high. Did I say that?
Hey, little garden gnome. Carrie suggested Cards Against Humanity.
Would as not a be okay for the stream.
Yeah.
Plus, I hate Cards Against Humanity anyways.
Well, and more, I don't know. Like, it's a fun game to play, but amongst, like, you know, people.
Dude, if you're going to play Cards Against Humanity, just play Quiplash.
Basically, I love me some Quiplash.
Okay, proceed to Steam.
I wish I could pipe through Jackbox, because I think I got my Steam working.
No, looks good. Okay, so I don't know what is going on.
Lexi says, have you changed your password lately? If you have, maybe your shortcut is out of
date. Nope, everything's
so
good.
Look at the...
Nightbot
is sending links to your Discord and basically the rest of your entire existence.
Let's see.
And Minewar says, all right, I'm out, you guys. Just wanted to see the updated weights. Thank you, Minewar, for coming. Thank you for the support, the encouragement. And we will update you next week. Carrie says, apples to apples then, LOL.
Why
would
I want to play that? That's dumb. Apples to apples is
it's like a friendly version of Cards Against Humanity.
It is. It's like cards with no teeth. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Carrie says, great things come in small packages.
You know, that's what I have tried to tell girls, but, you know,
he's still waiting for some. Well, I guess someone believes him.
Well, I pay her enough.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, let's try this now. I have logged in. Oh, now it's updating Jackbox. That's fine, though.
Now it's probably updating Jackbox. Yeah, that's going to be maybe a gig or two, so hopefully it'll finish reasonably. The chat is pretty quiet right now. Sorry about the technical difficulties, guys. We are working on it.
All right. So it is.
So, yeah, we're still going to have Jackbox today. Yay!
All right. Here we go.
There we go.
I'm just setting up. There we go. Now Jackbox is on the screen. So I guess we'll start with the wheel. Good place to start.
Yeah, sounds good. I like the wheel.
Oh, that's not the wheel.
The Wheel of Misfortune.
That was Pole Mine.
Just blame Big Bird Aether over there.
No, we don't want... Hey! Hey, no! Bad.
That sounds like Pole Mine.
It was Pole Mine. Alright, that's Job.
I think that's the wheel.
Here's the wheel. So, if you're new to these games, you can visit jackbox.tv on your computer.
Or your Braille Sense.
Yeah, or your Braille Sense. Hopefully it works. All right, you ready,
Yeah,
Aether?
Hopefully it works. Yep.
I am the royal. Did you get it?
Can you play that again? I didn't...
The room code is STRL.
Got it? STRL?
Yes, my avatar is the robot. How fitting.
Yep.
Two of eight players joined.
Alright, we're getting some more folks to join.
Four players.
Here they come.
Five.
The room code is STRL.
STRL.
So Girl. Joe Bianco, who's the voice of the wheel, actually lives in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We got six players. Don't forget, guys, even if you can't join and play in, like, the main game, you can still join the audience, and the audience can affect the outcome of certain parts
and
of the game.
And wait until we do
Pole Mine.
The audience
can even get a slice on the wheel.
Oh, wait till we do Pole Mine. The audience can mess our day up.
Oh, yeah. The audience can mess up life on Pole Mine.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll give you guys one more minute or so. STRL is the room code. Visit jackbox.tv, JACKBOX.TV to play. You can play in any browser or, I guess, on any note taker or on your telephone.
Yeah, play on your phone.
All right, so we're going to give it...
You seem to be pretty steadily stuck on six, so I would punch it whenever you're ready.
You'll punch it. You can't punch it.
In the face.
I've got the power. Yay.
Hurry up, power boy. Carrie says she's got the clown.
Okay, Carrie's the clown. I mean, yeah.
Yep. Let's all clown on Carrie.
We were talking about the icon, though, Carrie, not like your actual... Never mind. That was kind of mean.
Oh.
yeah. All right, let's do it.
That's why we can't have nice things.
STRL is the code if you'd like to join in the audience.
You have traveled to this sacred mountaintop, seeking answers from the all-knowing Wheel of Enormous Proportions. You may now ask the wheel any one question that torments your very soul. Should you be chosen, your longing for truth will be satisfied, and your life forever changed.
All right. I've asked a very important question.
So have I. Mine is critical to life.
In other words, yours sucks.
No, No, Critical to Light.
More like Critical to Sucking.
We're not talking about your question, Liam Irvin. We're talking about my naturally superior question.
Man, we're not talking about your... Never mind.
If you can't think of a question, don't worry. I'll grab one from my fan mail.
Come on, guys. So you guys all got to be on the button for these kinds of things. Excellent. Otherwise, we're going to get
the
stuck
waiting
for you.
The Wheel of Enormous Proportions will see you now.
You expected a buttoned-up host, but boy, oh boy, does this wheel have some sass. You're going to take turns spinning me. And you get points if I land on your slice. Earn 20,000 points, and you'll be able to spin the winner wheel. But not just anyone can spin me.
Nope.
You have to prove yourself first.
Sure can't.
All right, here we go.
You have the chance to win points thanks to these two slices. But your odds increase when you have more of them. So let's earn some by doing a little trivia. And here we go.
All right.
Question one works for me. Which of these are types of pants?
All right.
Just tap on the ones that fit the prompt. Oh, you heard me right.
High
We're
rise.
Talking pants.
Dungarees.
As for you in the audience, vote
turkey,
for the player that you think will do
hot,
the best. If the majority of you guess right,
capri,
you'll earn a special slice of your own.
Machiavellian. Khaki. Palazzo. Harem. France, bell bottoms, poot.
I think I got all of them. Can I take one off?
Does Aether know pants? That is the question.
Clock is winding down on this timed affair.
What's Machiavellian?
Machiavellian?
Yeah.
Don't pick on short people. They can make
All
your
right,
life hell.
Prepare yourself for the truth.
They're too small.
All right, let's see how you did.
Oh. Changeling with 10 correct.
You'll choose better next time, audience. How about that? Stand up tall with those scores.
Wow, changing 3,000 points.
For you. And if you think I didn't notice your high score, then think again. That's two slices I've given you.
Wow.
Oh, I got 9 out of 10. Dang it.
The sequel
nine
to
out
question
12.
One, question two.
Or 9 out of 12.
Which Scrabble letters are worth 4 points or more?
Oh.
Oh, I have no idea.
Tap away, little ones. Tap away.
This one for sure.
Hey, I know I'm the one with all the answers, but does someone want to explain to me why calzones and stromboli are two different things? Oh, sorry, I'll let you focus.
My girlfriend's short. I pick on her all the time. It's fun.
I'm sure she deserves it.
Yeah, probably. She is dating me. I'd pick on me, too. How do you know? You didn't even know this.
I mean, I'm guessing by the hardest letters that it would take to make words with.
How about some answers, baby?
Hey, I did better than Liam. Yay!
Whoa!
Oh, Carrie got...
Yeah, me, Music Rain, and Carrie each got a slice for that one. We got 3,000 points.
My favorite. You need to answer this question with a number.
Oh.
How old did McLovin make himself on his fake ID in the movie Superbad? Answer with the keypad on your device and then tap submit. Get nice and close to the answer if you want to win.
You guys better not be Googling this, I swear.
Decisions are hard, but make one already. Okay, show me the numbers. But I was looking for...
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
Aw, not a tie. You. Ooh, look what I've got. Power slice.
That's what I guess.
You've heard of the power slice. You can stick it on my head and spin me.
Yeah, stick it on his head.
And the time for spinning? It's now.
So both me and Music Rain guessed 25. Music Rain got the power slice.
Look at you, she up got here, the power where your slice. Slices can finally be spun and score you some points.
I think it's a she. I don't know who
on
it
my
is.
Face to place your slices.
I want to assume it's a she.
Sounds like a female.
But know this.
You sound like
you
a female.
You share the points with everyone who shares a slot with you. Oh, and then there's the audience. They have one slice this round to stir up trouble.
All right, we got to put our slices in.
The slices you keep go to waste. Hurry up.
Okay.
I can't put on mine.
You're going to take turns spinning me. And I'm excited because you're going first.
Gary's going
first.
Swipe
the wheel on your device to spin.
The clown.
You can also tap real fast if that's more your thing.
Spin, clown, spin.
Slice gives you points. That's fun.
Oh, Melissa Rowe. Yeah, so it is.
Oh, okay.
Power slices reproduce until you land on one. How about that? It's your turn.
Liam is the spinner.
Will I
Liam
get
is spinning.
There? Oh, yeah!
Oof.
And he gave it
I'm
to
ready for
Music
a new spinner.
Rain. Changeling is the spinner.
Get Playtime Kitty to spin it.
Hurry up! I don't want to spin without you! I'm almost stopped now. I'm so pleased.
So basically to spin, just find a part of the wheel and just keep mashing the enter button on it.
You can, yeah, oh, you can just hold it down.
Hold it down.
Spin meter. So yeah. It's time for one last high-stakes spin. I had a feeling you'd be our last
Steven
spinner.
Steven C is the Steven. Spinner. I'm guessing that's Steven Crouch.
Step right up, spin that wheel, step right
Come
up.
Come on, Steven. Let's see what you get. Let's do this thing.
Land on my slice, please.
Hey, what if you used your device
no,
to
land
spin
on my
me?
Slice.
That'd be a fun thing to happen.
Mine preferably.
Grinding
there
to a halt! Power slice!
Oh!
Power slice!
Ooh. Okay.
Slice owner, get your booty over here.
She's got a
you
solid
won
lead.
The pot! But wait, there's more! I'm gonna give you the pot again, unless the others can unite around someone else. Go on, other meeples. If you all vote for the same player, I'll give them the points instead.
Give it to me.
Everyone vote for Aether.
No, because I voted for me.
No, vote for Aether.
Now she's going to get the pot
out.
Again.
Your decision
damn
has
it.
To be unanimous.
Nobody else is going to vote for you.
You win the pot because of some disagreeable meeples.
See?
At reported least 20,000 points to win. So let's keep this thing moving. Every round of trivia comes with a cool two slices. I'm here to ask question one, and you're here to answer it. Which feature films were originally stage plays?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Tap the ones that fit the prompt. Don't tap the others.
6 degrees of separation. 12 Angry Men. Armageddon. Some Like It Hot. The Royal Tenenbaums. Don't. Amadeus. The Crucible. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. A Streetcar Named Desire. There Will Be Blood. Mrs. Doubtfire. Has to be a fun job coming up with all the trivia stuff.
I hope somebody voted for Mrs. Doubtfire.
I too am desperate for a stage production of Armageddon, but alas, we'll have to wait for Michael Bay's Transformers musical.
Oh wow, Liam got the most.
Another slice. Question two kind of sneaks up on you, right? This question favors fast fingers.
Ooh.
Which English nobility title has a higher ranking? Tap as many correct answers as you can before time runs out. Over here, tap quick.
Oh,
time's up.
Oh, come on, I got it.
The audience was off the mark this time. The top scores have me feeling all warm and fuzzy.
Damn.
Have another one.
Thank you.
This last question is for a power-packed power slice.
I want that power slice.
You're going to pair things off based on this prompt. Match the currency to its place of origin.
Oh.
You'll see two columns that you can slide up and down. Tap an item in column A, then tap its match in column B.
Oh,
done.
Oh, come
so
on.
What went with what? It must be you. It's the next power slice.
Power slice.
Now climb the mountain and let's spin.
Hey, I got the power slice.
No one cares.
Oh, I'm so happy you made it up the mountain. I used to host a game from the Labyrinth of Pain and Despair. This is going much better.
Music Rain was close. Got 4. I had 5.
The slot with the 2 and the X? That one's worth double. Unless everyone shares it. Then it won't end up worth so much, am I right?
Put those slices down.
My face is craving your slices. Come on.
That sounds like a personal problem.
The first spinner in this round? Well, that's you, silly.
Music Rain is the witch.
I'm not dizzy, I promise you. What a good thing for you.
Good job, Athir.
You ready for a new spin?
You know, I think it kicked me out.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the spinner.
Because I'm back in the room code screen.
Put it back in. It should let you back in. STRL, I think it is.
I can't hold this spin much longer.
Oh, it did.
This is going to be good.
Spin in time,
I just know it. Okay, why not?
Yay.
You ready, new spinner?
Carrie is the spinner, the clown.
The time to spin me is running out. The mystery of where I land is about to... You get double points. Everyone else is all, why didn't I think of that? So many freaking points!
Wow. Oh my
god! Points, you now qualify to spin the winner wheel.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
So I put two slices on that slot.
You're gonna spin me,
slot.
And if I land on you, you win. But if you land on one of the skulls, we're not done yet.
Come on, skulls!
You're about to win the game. Don't let me down.
Come on, come on. I got a 3
skull.
Out of 12.
Please, skull. Please, skull.
And...
Oh, yes! Yes!
You still have a chance, next spinner, so make this one count.
Oh, it's my spin. Oh, this is a nice spin for me.
Slowing down. Oh. All right, not bad.
Yes!
Oh, this is happening!
Oh, no. Come on, Skull, please,
this
Skull!
To the wheel.
Last spin
Skull!
Of the game.
There we go.
Skull! Boo!
Now you're going to get my very important question.
And so, it is finally time to answer your most personal question.
And the question is, who's your daddy?
Go ahead and spin me one last time.
Boo! I hope it has a his name is Todd answer.
Let it be
nice Discworld
the
reference.
Wheel has spoken.
Not what I asked, but so there you go. The wheel of enormous proportions.
Enormous, yeah, proportion.
So should we do? Let's see. Should we do?
Baby says, "Sup, brother? Hope all is well."
Let's do pull mine.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Jerry's Villaga says hi.
Hello. I believe it's Yoris or something.
I don't know.
I don't know how you pronounce that.
Lexi says, can we please do another wheel so I can play?
We're going to do Pull Mine because I'm looking at the time and it's starting to get a little late. And I've got...
Yeah, this is probably going to be the last game. Based on Liam's time to turn into a pumpkin.
So I think we're going to do... I think... Didn't I set this one so it was only two players?
So we could either verse everyone...
No, we're going to verse everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's the way we're going to do it. I just want to make sure I have...
Ah, the room code? It's R-A.
All right. They only got the first two letters.
I'm in as the VIP. I'm in as the VIP.
Does it give you a thing about this being streamer mode?
Not yet. I'm looking for an avatar. All right, I'm going to choose this avatar.
Okay, and then it might Let me know if it gives you a thing about this being...
It's not, because there's a I got it button at the bottom.
Yeah, then it does. So read above that. It should say, like, this is streamer mode, da 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 da. Make sure you've done this.
Oh, yeah, welcome to streamer mode. Never mind.
Okay. So then we could have let it read out then. But it's probably better we didn't. Okay, so I chose the creamy streamers. Because I think we were the creamy streamers last time.
I think so.
All right. So if you guys are like, what is the poll mine? First of all, you can join at jackbox.tv. Now you can join us, actually.
The room code? It's R-A-H-N.
R-A-H-N. You will be in the audience, and so it's going to be all of you against me and Dethir. And this is like... this is like Family Feud, but on drugs. So...
Yeah.
This is a great one to play. I highly recommend you guys play this. All you have to do is choose answers. Again, I'm going to throw the... Is that your duck? Did you choose a duck?
No.
Oh, I'm hearing a duck.
No, I have a turtle.
Oh. It's
no, I'm not even keyed up.
A-H-N.
Did you see what I recommended for the team name?
No, because I already chose mine.
Oh.
I'm going to unhide that. So I'll give you guys a couple minutes. I don't know how many people are in the audience, but come join.
Yeah, I hope there's a lot of you in the audience.
There's 10 of you watching.
You can mess up our lives.
Come play, because this is our last game of the night.
Here's the room code.
So
it's R-A-H-N.
Everybody can join. Nobody needs to take anyone else's spots.
Right.
This is, you know, audience, basically all of you, even if there's 1,000 of you, against the two of us.
Two of us. And the goal is to vote on answers. And then we have to try to figure out what people voted for, what are the most popular. And the game will explain it as we go.
Right.
But let's...
And one more thing. Carrie was talking about her screen not updating really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So part of your problem might have been that you were listening to the stream. And maybe not noticing, you know, how fast your screen updates. But as long as you keep, like, pressing buttons or, you know, arrowing
and keep
or
your
down
eye on
the
screen, because it will update before you hear
it. Yeah.
I feel like if you've heard it, it's already too late.
Well, yeah. And if you hear it on the stream, it's
Yeah, Carrie, you'll be able to play this right. This will play okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. I hear weird crap in this game. I don't know if you hear it too, but it's like weird sounds and stuff. I like it.
This whole game is creepy.
I know. I like it. See, there's the duck again. I'm telling you, it's really weird. All right, let's start.
Gotcha.
Liam, we're stuck. What do we do?
I don't know.
Well, well, it seems my treasure-filled web has captured some flies. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Laverne Cavern. Just a
Team Elevator Music.
Witch who helps hapless heroes through the dark and deadly doom they've stumbled into. And do you have names, perhaps? Okay, sure. So here's how it'll go. Each of you would-be adventurers will be presented with an opinion-based survey on your device. Pick the options that best suit you. You'll rank your top answers for each prompt
given. Sounds like she's had too much Botox.
Also, be sure to pick them in order of preference. One will grant the most points, then two, three, and so on. Once everybody has made their choices, I'll mix everyone's answers together and then sort them from most to least popular.
All right.
So let's start with the most satisfying simple pleasures.
All right.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Perfectly cooked egg. Getting mail. Favorite song on radio. Freshly washed sheets. Just mowed grass smell. Homemade cookies. Big fluffy towel. empty email inbox. Also, it depends. The order that you click them in is what you're voting for. So keep that in mind as well. So the first one is like the most popular. The second one is slightly less. This is a good one, Ether, and I'm already a little nervous about it. This music is pretty cool.
All right.
Great news for monster enthusiasts. Your time is half up. Finished right this way.
All right.
Now that I've combined all your answers, your challenge can begin. Behind this door, your task is simple. Find the top three answers while avoiding the rest.
Okay.
For every correct answer, I'll give you a nice bright torch. Pretty handy down here. And for each one you get wrong, I'll be taking a torch away. Since you've each brought a torch with you, you'll be starting with one. But enough chit-chat. Let's begin. The first door awaits you. Which door is safe? Decide amongst your team. Once you have a choice, it's up to this player to make the selection. Each player will get a chance to open a door, but for now, it's all you. So okay. Talk it out.
So who's first?
All right, so I'm first. The options are getting mail, favorite song on the radio, perfectly cooked egg, freshly washed sheet, just mowed grass, homemade cookie, big fluffy towel, and empty email inbox.
Hey, your voice activation's cutting off. I don't know.
Okay, I'll
this is tough. See, I really
I love like eggs. I picked that one for my first answer.
Favorite song on radio, I think, is a big one, though. But does everyone like eggs? That's the thing, Ether. Like, not everyone likes eggs.
That's true. All right, I'll pick favorite song on the radio.
I really feel like that's up there.
I swear, Liam, if it's not, I'm going to...
Yes to you.
Yay!
Haven't we learned I'm pretty good at this game?
Yeah, you're okay.
I single-handedly got us out of the last dungeon last time.
That is true, you did.
All right, so I'm picking the next door, so yeah. This music is great. Perfectly cooked. Okay, so they chose egg.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh, they're wrong. Wow. That's not even a top three.
Running out of torches doesn't mean it's over. At least, not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
We can destroy them right now.
Okay. So.
Do you like freshly washed sheets? Or
sheets are nice, so we have getting
homemade
mail.
Homemade cookies. I think homemade cookies are a good one.
I'm
going to
read
one.
Them. Getting mail. Freshly washed sheets. Just mowed grass smell. Homemade cookies. Big fluffy towel. Empty email. You want to say cookies?
I'm thinking cookies because we're all fat.
Yeah, I do like cookies.
I love cookies.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty safe one.
Well done.
There we go.
All right, so they got to pick the third.
Yep.
Well, we don't know if it's the... See, that's the thing. We don't know if these are one, two, or three. We just know that
they're...
That
is true. Homemade cookies was probably number one, to be honest with you.
Listen, they smell great, and they taste great, and they're just...
They really
I don't
do.
Like having to make them. Freshly washed sheets.
Freshly washed sheets.
Ooh. Yeah... That's all right. You know what, though? I would agree with that. Like, that would have been my next pick.
I picked that one. Yeah, that was my third.
You found the three good doors.
Oh.
Wow, really?
It's a fact. Let's take a peek at how we're doing.
By the way, that's...
Let's cave dive into some more questions. But this time, you'll rank four choices.
You guys surprise me.
Three. The city you most want to visit 100 years ago.
Oh. Chicago, Tokyo, Istanbul, Cairo, Barcelona, London, Paris, Seoul. Okay, these are hard. I feel like the answers are going to be all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not going to pick the same cities you're going to pick.
So remember, this is going to be 1922, I guess.
Onward and upward.
Yeah.
Well,
so
for one,
keep
team, that,
that keep that mind when, you know.
Okay. How about we make things a bit tougher?
Do we have
to? For the second cave, I'm going to mix things up. For this round, you'll need to find the answers ranked
two, three, and four. Oh.
Ooh. All right, so I'm first. We got Chicago, Tokyo, Istanbul, Cairo, Barcelona, London, Paris, and Seoul.
I feel like London and Paris are going to be up there. Seoul is going to...
Absolutely.
Not
yeah,
gonna
they're going to
be
somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
Chicago, though, I don't know. I mean, I think Chicago in the 20s would be interesting. But I don't know if everyone's going to feel that way.
All right,
way,
so which one do you want, London or Paris?
Oh, shoot. I'm going to say London. I'm afraid that that's number one, though, but I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Let's pick London and see what happens.
I mean, I think Paris in the 20s would be... But, yeah, let's see. I mean...
I think
it was number one.
That was probably number one, yeah.
All right, that's all right.
I was going to say, Paris is trash. Who would want to visit Paris?
Paris in the 20s? Yeah, I think it'd be very interesting. But, I mean, think about the history and think about, like
they're all dirty and disgusting and unkempt and unshaven.
So it's like
ew.
You. Pretty much.
I mean, basically, but yeah. That's not the point. Oh, they chose Paris. They're piggybacking off of us. They're going to get their torch. Yep. Figured. Even. I feel like somebody's going to pick Chicago. Like, I feel like that's going to be... But it might not be the third and fourth.
I'm
Some people
thinking,
will probably want to go exotic.
I really think in Chicago.
Are you thinking Chicago? Because I think that might like not be so exotic. Like I feel like they're gonna pick some of the more exotic.
Yeah,
ones,
but it's
like
20 in the
something.
20s. This is 100 years ago.
That's
it's not
true.
What do you want to visit now? It's what did you? What would you?
I don't know.
Go back
I'm
to visit?
I'm like between Tokyo and Chicago.
Okay, I'm feeling Chicago. Tokyo. I'm also feeling. Which one do you feel more?
Tokyo.
If we choose, I swear to God.
I hope I'm not wrong. I'm telling you, yeah.
I hate
wrong.
You.
Monstered.
Oh my gosh, I hate me too. Don't listen to me anymore. Stupid, why are you listening to me?
I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Come on, dude.
They're going to pick Chicago and they're about to get
That's
our torch.
Right.
Oi.
Ugh.
Don't listen to me.
Yep. See, now
See,
watch.
I knew
watch.
They were going to pick Chicago. Watch. It's going to be right.
Solid.
Oh, my gosh.
And now that leaves us with a really bad position right now.
It I really does. Like it. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what the...
So what do we
Istanbul,
have?
Cairo, Barcelona, or Seoul?
I don't...
I defer to you.
Oh, man, I don't even know. Seoul, I don't think so. Barcelona, maybe. Cairo, no.
Cairo?
Why would you visit?
Cairo's in Egypt.
100 years ago, though?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm saying Barcelona. You screwed up last time, so I want this one. I'm going Barcelona. Because, you know what?
Ah, nicely done.
All right.
And that's why you listen to me.
Yep. I put it in. Didn't even ask you a question. Done. Oh,
farewell.
Wow.
I hate to see you go, but I love watching you struggle to leave. Let's see who's currently leading in the polls.
Yeah,
if
London
you like
was number.
Returning
yeah.
to fresh air, you should be excited to get to our last survey. And this time, I'll need you to rank 5 choices. Cool? Finally, you've earned a relaxing day off. How do you want to spend it?
Ooh.
What?
Oh my god. What?
I don't like any of these choices.
Magic 8 Ball Factory Tour. Hot dog eating contest.
Alright, I know which one I'm going to pick for first.
Laser tag against kids. Ghost tour of city. Joining flash mob. All day scavenger hunt. Antiquing. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is going to be brutal.
Well, especially since we have to rank the bottom answers. All right, I got mine.
Yeah, I got mine too. This is this can be really difficult. I don't know. This is a bad.
All right, next cavern. Hope you like what I've done with the
Would
place.
It be cheating if I sent you a chat message asking you a question?
Yes.
And now
because you're going to ask me what I ranked.
Twist. In this
and I also
yeah.
don't remember.
All I ask is that you rank the answer choices from the bottom to the top. So you'll need to first find number 8, then 7, then, well, you know how to count backwards. I have a few more surprises
I don't know how to
in
count backwards.
You, but I'll spill the beans once we're inside.
It's all good, Dick. You'll learn.
Okay.
Welcome
so
to
we're looking for number
trial.
1, right?
It's just like the previous
Yeah, we're looking for number 1, Dick.
With
oh, okay.
three major differences. First, you'll no longer gain torches for a correct answer.
Nope.
But you can bet you'll still lose
no more torches.
When you're wrong. Second, when you're on your last torch and you answer incorrectly, the game is not immediately over. The other team will need to provide a correct answer to eliminate you.
Oh.
And third, a team wins when either their opponent runs out of torches or if they complete the round with the most torches remaining.
Oh, wow.
Got it?
Okay.
Looks like you're first.
No, no, it says I'm up next. I
oh,
think
that,
the
first?
Elevator's going first.
Oh, yeah, team elevator music is first.
So what makes this hard is when an answer is eliminated, like, so if they choose the wrong one, it doesn't take it out of play. They just, it's the wrong one. So it can come back into play later. Mud in the swamp.
That's a good one.
No.
Feeding time.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. What do you say?
So,
it's all you.
We have. Let me read these off to you. Magic 8 Ball Factory Tour, Hot Dog Eating Contest, Mud in the Swamp, Laser Tag Against Kids, Ghost Tour of City, Joining Flash Mob, All Day Scavenger Hunt, or Antiquing. I'm thinking.
I would go. Yeah.
I'm thinking joining
I'm
Flash
kind of dithering.
Mob. Personally.
Really? You
yeah,
think that's a bottom answer?
Yeah. Possibly Ghost Tour of City?
Well, pick
we gotta
one.
Do it.
We're
we gotta
out
do
of
it.
Time.
All right, I'm doing Ghost Tour of City. Nope.
Hmm. thought you had that one.
I thought we did, too.
I don't know. I have an idea which one it is. Hold on.
Let me give you a hand.
Magic Maple Factory to a
Oh, see? I knew it! That one I was right. Jeez. That one I was right.
Well, we both have two torches. Yeah, now we've got... Well, actually, yeah. I think they've got one extra than we do.
No, we have two. I think
we have one. Because we just,
why did they choose joining Flash Mob? We just picked that.
Oh, that was right.
Oh.
Remember, it goes right back into play.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay. Hot dog eating contest. Mud in the swamp.
Well, we know Mud in the Swamp isn't last. Kid. And we know it's not 7.
Ghost Tour. All-day scavenger hunt. And antiquing.
Well, we know all-day... we know Mud in the Swamp is not 8th or 7th.
No, or 7th.
I'm kind of blanking.
Think it's
6th? Yeah, I would go with it. I mean, we'll just try it. I'm not super comfortable with this set. Nope. Oh, crap. This isn't good.
And guess what? I have a suspicion of what it was, too.
So get this right, and the game is over.
Well, don't say anything.
I didn't. No, heck no! You're so wrong.
Uh-huh. Were you looking for this?
Oh, scavenger hunt. Oh. That was number 6.
All right.
Mud in the Swamps has to be now. Like, come on. Who wants to do that?
There you go.
Super.
Thank goodness.
All right. Oh, they have one left.
Yeah, they still have one torch left.
So they can, if we can knock it out of there, this is looking pretty good for us. If we can just be smart.
Yeah, we have hope.
I'm feeling a little better, Thier. I'm... Hot no.
No!
Aw, you caved.
How? Why would you choose that?
All right, and then there...
That's
now,
a fun activity.
Listen, this is an us now. This is in our corner.
It is an us.
Okay. What do we got?
Hot dog eating contest, laser tag against kid, ghost tour of city, or antiquing.
They chose hot dog eating contest, right?
Yeah, like twice. That one is out.
I'm thinking it's antiquing or ghost tour of city, maybe. I don't.
Probably ghost. I would go with ghost.
You
want to
go
with
ghost tour?
It's up to you. What
okay.
do you want to do? What? Yeah.
Do
let's
it.
Try it.
It's gonna be freaking
yes! Not too shit.
Yes!
We win!
Woo!
Wow.
And if you're normal, then hot dog eating contest should be ranked number 1.
As promised, here's the way out.
Yep.
I'd shake your hands, but I've got cave dirt all over me. Ta-ta!
See you guys later.
Bye, guys. Have fun getting eaten.
You are stuck with me.
Wow. We won. I can't believe it.
That was by the skin of our chinny chin chin.
It really was. I mean, that was close. But that is such a fun game. It takes a little time. It takes about 20 minutes, but man, is that a fun little game.
It's a blast.
Hope you guys like it down there in the dark. With the witch.
Yeah, enjoy getting, you know, consumed by like all the monsters and evil things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not.
I'm sure you guys deserve it.
Yeah, I probably do. Yeah. But no, it's I think it's the second game in a row we've won.
Yeah, it is. So, and it's you know, the only sad thing, Liam, is that our Patreons, or your Patreons, could not join in this Patreonic show of Patreonic affection.
I know,
by like, being a part of the team for the stream, you know.
You think there would have been some more Patreonosity going on.
But I know. There was a big lack of Patreonism.
Yeah, well, sometimes it happens.
It is what it is. I mean, it was patriotically done, at least.
So I was looking at bringing back Throwback Thursdays.
Ooh, so very nice.
Patreons, if I bring that back, you guys are going to get each of those episodes a day early.
Yeah, and hey, patrons, maybe you guys can convince Liam to let you vote on the Patreon page about which items you want him, or which games you want him to play.
Oh, that's
for Throwback
a really
Thursday.
Good idea. I like
another
that
Patreonic
idea.
Perk for our patrons, or
yes.
Liam's patrons.
I'm just
here.
You just show up. You're like the annoying friend that shows
Melissa
up.
Melissa
Rose
says, "Congrats, yum food." Steven says, I sure had a lot of fun playing the Jackbox games in the audience. Heck yeah. We're glad to have you guys.
But that's if you guys are like,
you know, we make Liam do this.
If you guys are like, what's Throwback Thursday? Should I maybe demonstrate it there?
Yeah.
All right. Let me just fire this up to here. Let's see.
Why are you even doing the sound effects for it?
That's what how it is now.
Talking disc.
Oh, is it? No way.
One talking writer, two tipping game, three dragon maze, four space invaders, five music game, six voice control, seven exit.
Man, it pronounced words horribly back then, geez.
So should we play the typing game?
Yeah, why
two.
Not?
Logan, please wait a minute. Typing game. First we will practice and then we will play the game. Press MEP and I will say it. Press escape at the upper left to stop. Erase accent. Tap.
Escape, genius.
I'm learning my letters, Aether.
You already know your stupid letters.
Dash.
No, I'm not really
equals
sure.
Slash. Start. Right. Burn.
Okay, well then read chat. Anything in chat?
Open Apple.
Fjordnerd 512 says, aw damn.
Yeah.
I think we're being patronized. I think you are being patronized.
Don't be so patronizing.
I'm sorry. You know, I patriotically can't help it.
Hey, don't be so patronizing.
Patronizing.
You have a gun at the bottom of the screen. Letters fall down the screen and attack the gun. Type each letter to shoot and stop it.
Shoot.
Hit your level.
Sure,
A ball is S just three letter rows. B foam is press A S or E.
I'm gonna do letters.
Okay.
S. We will play up to the score 300. Question mark. Question mark. Question mark. Score 1-8. You.
This game's
score
great.
Three, four. 5-0. Colon. Score 6-8.
Find your colon.
Score 8-4. Score 1-0-0. Comma. Score 1-1-8.
Pure Nerd 512 says, why this brings back memories?
Score 1-3-2. J. Score 1-4-8. L. Score 1-6-6.
Steven the Crowder says, wow, I really like this second game you guys played in Jackbox. Yeah, this game was my game in elementary school.
Question mark.
Hey, I hit it.
Question mark. Score 2-4-8. Score 2-6-4. M. Score 2-8-2. C. Score 2-9-8.
Give me the A. Whoa, the A's really going.
Score 3-1-0. End of game. Your speed was 1-0-0. Excellent. Do you want to play a game? Program stopped. Load in the menu.
Why does the speech rate go faster?
I don't know. I noticed it does that.
Talking disc. One talking right.
So that's just a little sample of Throwback Thursday. That game was from 1984, Athir.
Yep. And believe it or not, like back when I was in elementary school, all we had were Apple IIe's. And I got really good at I learned how to type using that game. I used to love Space Invaders. Man, I would play Space Invaders for
hours. I can't
hours.
Do Space Invaders. That's
and
really
Dragon Maze.
Hard for me. Trying to figure out the tones and stuff.
I got good at Space Invaders.
Oh, yeah. 1-0-0. Excellent.
1-0-0. Excellent.
Only a few K of memories, mind you, says the word nerd.
Mm-hmm. Everything else is pretty much caught up.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna bring that back next month. So the episodes that are up there, I'm gonna take down, and I'm gonna do all new ones. I'm gonna let patrons vote on which games should be done. And let me tell you, I have a ton of games.
How patriotic of you!
I've got discs with you that I never even saw growing up. Like I've got 13 random discs of games.
Oh my.
Yeah, I've got a whole ton of games. I've got the Oregon Trail disc with the version of Oregon Trail from 1981.
Jeez.
There's the hockey game that I've done. We've got NFL football. There's just a ton of games. I might have Willy Worm's math game in here somewhere.
Jen says, this reminds me of the Braille and Speak, LOL. I do not miss writing essays with that. That was my first ever note taker too, Jen, so you're good.
Oh.
FjordNerd512 asks, did anyone else play The Great Escape? I never tried that one.
No. But yeah, I do remember the Braille and Speak. I'd like to forget the Braille and Speak. I might have Great... You know what? I think I have Great Escape on here too. I'll have to find what disc it's on. But I'll play a bunch of that stuff. I'll do the Star Wars game. The Star Wars game is kind of fun. There's a lot of games we could do. So stay tuned for that. And obviously, I know we've been really playing with the whole Patreon thing and all that stuff. But I'll talk about that because there was a... I'll talk about it right now. Screw it.
I mean, so, yeah, might as well. We're there's been the end of the stream.
There's been some pushback. I get a people occasionally will be like, how come you bring up Patreon so much? You talk about Patreon too much. You're always talking about it. And the reason that I'm as heavy as I am on Patreon is not because I'm trying to squeeze money out of people, because I'm not. But at the end of the day, if I want to keep doing this, I have to try to make money on doing this, and I have to monetize what I do, especially going forward, as in a couple months I am going to be moving. And so when that happens, money is very important because I'll have to pay rent and buy food and all the other things that go on, along with being an adult, which sucks. So if I can't monetize what I'm doing here, then I have to go get a 9-to-5 job. And if I have a 9-to-5 job, there won't be streams because I'm going to be coming home and being like, you know what? I want to spend time with my girlfriend. I want to like actually relax. And streams just won't be a thing. So,
and I mean, let's be honest, guys, like, you know, patrons are donating of their own free will, their money to this cause so that Liam can keep streaming. Like, don't get me wrong. I know Liam appreciates the people who like the channel, who like the streams, who share the streams and, you know, who share the channel and who tweet out and stuff, because that's just as important. But patrons are actively every month of their own free will donating money so that Liam can keep doing this.
And, you know, to be fair, no way am I saying if you don't give me money, I won't stream it. I don't want you guys to ever think that.
No.
But the reason that I'm doing it is in the hopes that other people will be able to do it and that they know that it's there. You know, I mean, again, there is no, I'm not trying to say like, if I don't do it, then this won't happen, but it will help me keep doing what I do. And like I said, it's going to become really important coming up. So it's like, yeah, that's why Absolutely. You see me lean on it. And I'm not trying to lean on it to annoy anyone. I'm not trying to be like, oh, Patreon, because, you know, I'm trying to squeeze money out of people. It's just, it helps a lot.
And I mean, like, people on YouTube all the time do videos say, and they like at the beginning and at the end, they say, this video is sponsored by blah. And then at the end, well, and here is a word from our sponsor. You know, if you guys can put up with that for a video that's from like Mac Rumors or from any of these other, you know, places that put up informative videos, then you can put up with Liam appreciating the people who are donating to his stream. By announcing their names at the beginning and the end of the streams.
As someone a 1-to-5 job, it's hard to split your efforts between the work and the fun work. So supporting folks to
Absolutely.
Do this work is very important. And that's really the big thing. Yeah, and I said fun work for a reason because it's fun, but it's still work. And it is. It's fun work, but it's work. And so you do like to see that work get recognized. So, I mean, again, I don't know. I guess, you know what? Haters going to hate.
Oh, absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, haters will find a reason to hate anything. You know, they'll find a reason to complain.
Yeah, there will be a playlist of Throwback Thursdays. I'm going to have there will definitely be a playlist of all those. And definitely the voting thing is going to happen for patrons. I'm not going to start filming those until next month, I think. But I would like to get some done because
after the weight loss contest, after everything else,
when the move happens, I won't stream for a little while because I'll be setting everything back up and getting situated and, you know, figuring out everything because I'm moving to a whole new state and having to do a lot of like finding everything. And, you know, it's craziness. So, I mean, it's going to be something. So I will try to get a bunch of those done. I'll try to record a couple. You know, make sure that we've got some of the pipeline, but, I mean, I'm excited for the move and I'm nervous for the move all at the same time, but I think it's the best thing that's going to happen. So
heck yeah.
Haters aren't relevant. Full
stop. Haters are irrelevant. Full stop.
I agree with that. So listen, I think we've ran the stream as far as we're going to run the stream. Athira, I do want to thank you for being here. Really quick before we go,
thank you for having
I do want to thank my patrons. Big thanks to Marco Garitoni, Doug Shock, Crystal Bell, Jessica Miller, Wandering Waves, Michael Lau, James Dean, Jim Denham, Anya Kristen, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyons, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Shane Davidson, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Blind Life Gaming, Michael Welty, Lunar Raven, Heather Messaker, Audio Game Geek, Melissa Rowe, Hillary Duncan, Ashley Coleman, Shane Erlay, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Kenny, Abdullah Dubase, Changeling, Chad Blanco, and Jack Filichek. Don't forget, you can always become a patron at lirvin.me/P, lirvin.me/D to donate. Anything is appreciated. Reminder that Wednesday will be Poptail Weekly. Next Monday will be another weigh-in special. I don't know what we're playing yet. We're going to talk about it this week and figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll have two more of these left.
Don't forget Lervin Me Pee for patrons.
Lervin My Pee? Whoa, what?
Lervin Me Pee. Oh,
that sounds really dirty when you say it that way, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Kind of does.
Lervin Me Pee. Oh, let your Lervin Me Pee there.
No. Let Irvin pee.
Whoa. Well, I mean, you don't need to donate for me to do that. So, and then don't forget February 27th, 1 p.m. Eastern, we are going to be playing Super Liam and telling stories and looking at some of the cool behind the scenes stuff that you missed out on.
It's going to be so much fun.
Maybe never knew about, or maybe things you did know about. So join us for that. And that'll be our it's sort of like a marathon. It's like the mid-year marathon thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a mini marathon.
Mini marathon.
Chilling. Hopefully, playing, hanging out.
Hopefully we'll do the big one in September. I have plans for that one. Oh, do I have plans? We're going to do all that stuff. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I do want to thank you guys for being here. We had some fun with Jackbox and other goods. So I will see you all later. As always, thanks for watching and or listening. Good night and good corn. You want to say anything, Ether?
Good night, everyone. I was just waiting because you said thank you for watching and or listening.
That's all right. All right. Good night, everyone.